Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and there's this hum in the happiness readings, like a overarching theme that happy people are more mindful than the rest of us. They tend to be more present and have this high level of gratitude for the moment. I guess if you can enjoy what you have and you're not wanting for more, which will make you unhappy, right? The wanting, that's not satisfaction. So there are these theories that when you're present in the moment, you're happier than when you are thinking of the past or what's next. The idea in the research is that looking back at achievements won't make us happy now. So say you got the 30 under 30 award and it was like a huge accomplishment. Now you're in your 40s and your happiness has baselined again. That's called hedonic adaptation. There's this idea that thoughts create our unhappiness, not our circumstances. I know, it sounds crazy, but some people think that this might be one of life's greatest secrets because it seems like the opposite is true, that if we could just get circumstances to change, we would finally be happy. Well, we know through the research that circumstances do not make you happier. More money doesn't necessarily make you happier. There are people all over the world who have less and are still happy, right? Some people are sick. Their circumstances totally suck, but those circumstances are not necessarily making them unhappy. It's their thoughts that are. I know, sounds just mind-blowing. But memories are some of the most common thoughts that rob our happiness. But even dreams of the future do this simply because they take us out of the richness of the present moment and into a made-up reality. So I'm working on being present, and I hope this inspires you to think about ways you can be more present too. Let's connect on social over at Everyday Happiness with Katie. Join the community on the hashtags Intentional Margins and Everyday Happiness with Katie on Instagram. Use those hashtags. Let's engage and let's see where this conversation goes. I'm fascinated with this idea and I'd love to know your thoughts. Until next time, remember, kindness is contagious.